And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa and Corey Sandin. It's a triple duo today here in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And, boy, we have a great guest today, too. His name's Corey Sandin. He's also co-host, but he's also going to be here for everything. We're going to talk calicos and you name it. We're going to talk fishing. Stay tuned. Southern California Sport Fishing Voices. Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag 2-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2, the extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid, hoggety body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads, plus a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and durability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. This is always like one of my most favorites, man. It's just the boys hanging out talking
about fishing. Yeah, man. Yeah. Well, Corey Sandin, good morning.
Good
co-host
morning.
Co-host and guest.
I love when we're all three together.
Yeah, it's kind
of
cool.
It is. Yeah, we've done it a handful of times, and it's always it's a really fun. Good time.
Yeah, and of course, you being not only great co-host here on Let's Talk Hookup, you're also the guru when it comes to calico bass fishing, because that's what you do.
Thank you. It's something I love. It's been a passion since a child, and just I feel like I'm a child today, right? Doing what I love and getting to create and make things and
you still do it.
That's what I'm saying, right?
You pour every single MC swim bait.
Into my 50s, I can say I'm a little kid and I enjoy what I do, you know, really. And still, like you said, hand pouring every single lure myself and it's a feat sometimes. I'll be honest with you. If you've been in your local shop and you see half the inventory gone, there's a reason. I mean, I cannot single-handedly make all the 3-inch and 4-inch and 5-inch and 5-inch viejos and slugs. And you think of all the different things I make, and it's not easy. I mean, when I go to work, and I call it work, but it's truly fun, right? I enjoy it. I love. And there's a level of stress, and there's tension and whatever. I got to get things out, but it's just how. I mean, I look at myself sometimes, and how do I do all that?
I know.
Yeah. Yeah. So, give me a little break.
Corey, I need this. I need that.
Oh, I'm telling. telling you, it's every day, multiple.
Multiple requests. How many shops do you put MC Swim Baits
there's
on?
There's over 20 shops.
20 shops.
Yeah, over 20.
Wow.
And, you know, when you think of all the quality shops from Fisherman's Landing, Seaford, Dana Landing, Angler's Choice, and the Longfin, and Save-On Tackle, and, you know, when you go down the list and you really think of the shops I'm in, and they're all number one shops, so it's kind of... Whew.
That's a lot of inventory, man.
It's got to be hard to say no, but at the same time, like, it's they're yours. They're one single thing at a time.
Yeah.
Like, I know that. Like, you can't put them in as many places as would like to have them.
Absolutely, hands down, right? Yeah. And so, with that in mind, there's probably 100 different people that would have done 300 different things to increase production and do it overseas and, you know, do whatever they got to do to make sales, right?
Yeah.
To chase that dollar. And that's just bottom line. Obviously, if you know me,
that's just not you.
It's not. I have not chased a dollar. I mean, I have to make a living. And I do, and I make a very modest living, but I enjoy what I do.
But that's why every bait looks good, though. I mean, every single one. You don't go into any shop, anytime, anywhere, ever, and see a bait that's got an MC on the tail, that's got an overpour, or the colors run, or it's funky, or it's crooked, or they're perfect every time, everywhere, everything.
And everything, too, Rick, is made specific.
Right.
You know, like the different style of slugs. You think a slug, or it's just a cigar-shaped lure, right? Like, how different could it be? But there's the 7-inch is made to fit up against an owner sled head, you know, and fish weedless. Or it's made, too, to marry up to a little lead head, or, you know, that style, too. But you look at the weedless stuff, they're all made to fit a specific style of hook.
Right.
You know, and it's just, I love doing it. I love creating. I love designing. I love to look at an issue or a way of fishing. I say issue, but a way of fishing and design a lure to fit the issue.
That's cool.
You know, and that's the cool part of it.
So let's talk about hooks for a second. It's so funny because you have me addicted to that MC weedless 5-inch.
The 5-inch swimmer.
5-inch swimmer is amazing.
It's a lot of fun.
It's so much fun to watch those things roll on it and crash on it and fight over it and stuff
and
like that.
And that's the cool part of it.
But it's funny because the Gamakatsu 7.0 3/8-inch hook.
The 3/8-ounce 7.0 Superline hook.
Superline hook has been hard to find.
It is.
And so I asked Corey, I said, well, can I use this hook? No. Can I use that hook? No. It has to be that hook. Right.
It fits it perfectly, like a glove.
Because that's the way it'll swim best, right?
It does, absolutely. Yeah. And for whatever reason, I mean, every hook manufacturer, and even within under the umbrella of every hook manufacturer, every weight is a little bit different. And that 3/8-ounce on that Gamakatsu 7.0, it just fishes heavier than 3/8 of an ounce.
Yeah.
It does, by far. It fishes heavier than a 1/2 ounce, really.
And you can throw that thing
you
a mile.
You can throw it a mile.
Throw
it stays,
with the tranks and
it stays under the surface perfectly, and it, you know, it's just a fun way of doing it. You know, and like you said, to watch the bites and dictate and draw the bites and a reactionary. And it's just a cool way to, when you can watch a calico run from 20 feet away and stalk it and chase it down.
The best. Dude.
It's the coolest feeling ever, right?
Yeah. Turn the afterburners on and they haul ass after it and grab the thing. I mean, there is just nothing cooler than that.
Yeah. It really is.
Well, there may be one thing cooler is to see about 10 of them doing it.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
right?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
and a pack of 20 of them,
that's good
right?
And that does happen.
All right, you're right.
But that's kind of what you get with that. It's kind of like sight fishing.
It's 100% sight fishing. It's a very visual art
than that.
To it. And it's almost like it's surface iron fishing.
Yeah,
it really is.
Totally
it's that style.
It's surface iron fishing that you can cast it anywhere.
And you're not looking at getting 10 or 12 bites on a good day on the surface iron, right?
Yeah.
You're getting 10 or 12 bites and 10 or 12 casts, you know, possibly.
Sure.
You know? So that's the cool part.
But that's not the only bait you make. You make so many others, and they're all popular, right?
Yeah.
The Viejo, another favorite, right?
No,
I know
totally.
Both Ricky and I are huge fans.
Yeah, and that's just a different style of a kick of a 5-inch swim bait. You know, if you look at the standard 5-inch swim bait, it's made to marry up to an ounce, you know, 3/4 ounce to up to an ounce and a half lead head perfectly. And it's got a harder kick and thump, and it's a little bulkier, and it's made to fish deeper water, 30 to 130 feet of water, shallow water rockfish to calico bass, even into boilers, that kind of thing. But the 5-inch Viejos on the other side is made to marry up to a 3/4 ounce lead head. 1 ounce would be on the heavy end, 3/4 ounce, and fish it in the shallows and whatever way. It just has a different style.
It's different.
The kick is almost like a sachet, you know?
So you don't want to fish it with a heavy, like an ounce and a half.
You could, but it just doesn't marry up right.
Oh,
you know?
Okay.
It doesn't marry up right. It's like 3/4 ounce is perfect.
It's perfect. Like, and just because that's the way, when it, is it going to be eaten mostly on the fall? Is that?
It will. It'll get bit on the sink.
Yeah.
It'll get bit on the wind. It's a perfect bait for like a chuck and wind too. Mm-hmm. Like chuck and wind being, like imagine going down Cedros Island and you're fishing in 60 feet of water but throwing up into 20. You could let it sink down 5-10 feet and just, you know, wind it, burn it, whatever you got to do, yep, back to the boat and get bit that way too, you know. It's weedless style, but with a weedless style lead head, but fishing down 10 to 20 feet.
Wow.
You know, where the 5-inch swimmer, it's all visual, and I'm not fishing a 5-inch swimmer any deeper than a foot of water. So I might be in 60 feet of water, but it's all in the top foot of the water column.
Yeah.
You make your cast, lure hits the water, you're turning the handle.
Yeah, it is. Where the 5-inch Viejos on a 3/4 ounce lead head is similar, but it's down 10 to 30 feet.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Now, you're basically a saltwater guy. You grew up working the Everingham Brothers bait,
yeah,
barge. You grew up working at C4 Sport Fishing.
Right.
And now you're venturing into the green bass world, and you have a big market now in the freshwater world, right?
Well, yeah, and that's something I love doing too, the green bass thing. You know, when I was a kid, I grew up, my parents, kind of a cool story, I'll give you a couple minutes of it. I grew up, my dad, the PTA president, my mom worked at the school, so they knew all the teachers and were in very close cahoots with them all. They would take us out of school during the school year, because the summertime wasn't good enough, everybody would be at the campground, right? But they would take us out of school for 2 weeks at a time, and we would go to Lake Casitas and spend our entire 2 weeks camping at Lake Casitas.
Really?
Doing schoolwork.
Oh, what a beautiful place.
That's so cool.
Doing schoolwork and fishing. And it was in its prime. It was in the mid to late 70s, in that period.
Did you ever see Mike Lumley?
I was just going to say.
Right?
you know that was a thing. You, neither of you probably realize, but you know,
yeah,
that was a thing.
Like, yeah. Right.
That's funny.
And so I grew up with all that in my childhood and having a good time doing it. I love the green bass thing, and it's, you look at our local waters here in San Diego, we've got Hodges, Otay,
yeah,
Sutherland, El Cap, Lake San Vicente, all these lakes that are killer. Are you kidding,
yeah,
me? I mean, they're,
yeah,
world known, you know?
Yeah.
And to fish that stuff weedless, you know, the water like at El Cap comes up.
So you fish weedless, your weedless
same
bait
style,
in fresh water.
Same exact style. Same exact thing. I'll drop down to, like, at El Salto. Man, I love that place. I can't wait. I can't wait.
Till January, yeah.
To get El Salto back and to get Cedros back.
We're going in January.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, just to have that in our repertoire, you know, get it back. But sometimes I'll drop down to a 4-inch with a 3-aught Gamakatsu. So it's the same thing as a 5-inch, but it's about half the weight.
Uh-huh.
And the little 3-aught on there, I've caught some big fish.
3-aught, still the 3/8 ounce?
No, the 3-aught, I think, is a quarter ounce.
Quarter ounce, okay.
Yeah. But again, a fish is heavier than advertised.
Yeah.
You know, heavier than the weight that they're telling you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that hook just has the right bend.
It
and
does.
Of course, Gamakatsu, the best hook.
Yeah.
Made, so.
Yeah, so you can look those up. It's a 7-0 and 3-0 in a Gamakatsu Superline hook.
Yeah.
The only thing I do is I change the springs out. 100%. Don't even attempt to use the springs offered. I get the owner, large spring, buy yourself a pack, do yourself a favor. It's 100% worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's a cool way to do it.
Well, we're stoked to have our buddy Brian back on the board.
Yeah. Hey, Brian.
Yeah,
this morning.
Brian. Good to have Ben. And O'Brien's just informed us that we're having issues with the phones right now.
Yeah, we'll get them figured out.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
But
There's alternative
ways
until they figure out what's
good,
going on with the phone. They'll get it figured out. Ricky, tell them about it.
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously, once the phones do get rolling, give us a call, and that's our standard number into the fan at 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. But new feature that we kicked off a couple of weeks ago, and it's been working so much fun. It's great for the callers. It's been a great way to access the show, and it's a text option. So basically, it's done through the Let's Talk Hookup app. If you don't have the app, we say it every week, go get it. It's super easy. It's totally free. You don't get any advertisements from it, nothing like that at all. Just search Let's Talk Hookup. If you have an iPhone, go in the App Store. If you have an Android phone, go in the Google Play Store. Just look up Let's Talk Hookup. Download the app. It's not only a very easy way to listen to the show, listen to all the archives of the show, but it's got a little button on it that says text to the show. Click that button, and it'll just link you right to an email where you can text us any question that you want. So if the phone lines are full, if you're busy at work and you're not able to hang on the line waiting for your call to come up, just shoot us a text. We always try to go through the text. We can't always answer all of them because it has become very popular, but we'll always grab some of the best ones and read them on the air. So if indeed
we can't reply to you.
Good call, yeah.
And also be sure you include your name.
Yeah, just because we don't have a way of getting you back, but again, a very cool feature. So yeah, drop a name in there and don't feel bad if you don't hear back. But especially on a day like today where we might be having a little bit of issue with the phones in the studio, shoot us a text. Jump on that Let's Talk Hookup app. You'll see one of the first buttons says text the show and text away. Get your questions over to Corey and you get dialed in by the master of the insure world.
Yeah, and we're giving away quite a prize this morning too.
Boy, we really are. At the end of the show today, someone's going to get to go fishing on the San Diego at a C4 Sport Fishing on a full day trip. And what more do you need to say about Captain Booger, Captain Matt Brawla on that San Diego? It is one of, if not the very best operations in all of Southern California, and so cool to get to give away a trip. I saw yesterday, you know, again, Limits of Dorado.
Limits of Dorado, yellowfin tuna.
I mean, on a full day trip.
Yeah, and things are turning around for me. You know, it's been a challenging couple of weeks here for the full day trips, but they're on them now.
They turned.
And things are changing, and it's time to go.
Yeah, I mean, some great, great fishing opportunities. We're so proud to get to give away a spot on one of the very best boats in the fleet. Again, one lucky caller at the end of today's show going to get that full-day trip on the San Diego at a C4 Sport Fishing. Again, once we get those phones rectified, 833-288-0973. That's how you reach us on Let's Talk Hookup. And when we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Seakeeper, the leader in marine stabilization, has launched its newest, smallest, and most radically different model, the Seakeeper 1. Now, for the first time, stabilization is available for boats as small as 23 feet. The Seakeeper 1 is designed to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on vessels 23 to 30 feet. With a fresh new look, the Seakeeper 1 has a compact flush mount installation and runs on 12-volt battery power. Installation is a breeze. It can fit under almost any seat, and now your skiff can enjoy the comfort and enjoyment that only a Seakeeper equipped boat can provide. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test ride. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. Visit seakeeper.com/take a ride to arrange a demo. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your trailer boat. Seakeeper, once you feel it, you'll never boat without it.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there is only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. Come check out what's new at the Kona Kai. 170 luxury guest rooms, including 41 brand new suites, featuring contemporary island-inspired decor, deep soaking tubs, and oversized balconies. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and an award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Add the Kona Kai Club to your membership and you have access to the new Paloma Pool Bar, a new and exclusive pool area for adults only, which allows guests to enjoy poolside craft cocktails and California coastal cuisine while overlooking your boat. In addition to all this, Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. Check resortkonakai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Land is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Phones are starting to, they're on the fringe of getting dialed back in. But again, if you do want to get your shot at getting through, again, it's 833-288-0973. Hang in there while we get it finished up. The engineers are already working on it. I'm sure it'll be up and rolling by no time. But again, shoot us that text, man. They're already rolling through. Pete, you said there's already a whole
hanging
through.
Here's a good one here from John calling from or texting from Denver. Can I take MC lures to L.A. Bay, like Tony Reyes-type trip? If so, what style, size would you suggest for Cabrilla?
Well,
so much fun.
It would definitely work. It would, but out of all honesty and pure honesty, the darn things would be just devoured by the triggers. The trigger fish and the puffers, it's a nightmare. They take half moons out of the whole thing until it looks like Swiss cheese and gone, literally.
It's more hard bait.
It would be. Now, given the scenario of fishing that like those leopard grouper and the cabrilla up in 10 feet of water, and you're able to cast and chuck and wind and burn it and draw a reaction that way, you're not going to get the puffer and trigger bites. So it would work. And
be good for your business.
Right? I mean, but out of all honesty, I mean, the hard baits and the cold sniper and that kind of thing, you couldn't beat it, you know?
This is going back several years now, but I remember a Let's Talk Hookup trip that Grant Christensen and Ryan Christensen went on. You know, I mean, it's probably 5 years ago now, maybe even more. But it was one of those Tony Reyes trips, and they were doing exactly as you described. They said without question, the best thing to fish was a five inch MC on a 1 ounce lead head, exactly as you described, casting like where the water met the shore.
Like shallow water calico fishing.
Yep, exactly, and burning it back. But they said their issue was they didn't if I remember right, they didn't have a lot of like premium style lead heads, and the fish were so tough they were just blowing the hooks out.
Isn't that crazy? Because
you're fishing straight spectra to like, you know, your Corey style, straight spectra to a piece of heavy fluoro, 50 pound or 60 pound or even heavier.
Spending out
and they're
hooks.
Straightening all their hooks out.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I can so vividly remember Grant and Ryan talking about that trip and just that it was calico bass, you know, that the cliche thing, calico bass on steroids and Cabrilla, you know, as
Cabrilla
fast as you
badass.
Can turn the handle. They're a bitching animal.
So it would work that way because you wouldn't allow the triggers to get to it, right? But if you're going to try to let it slow roll and go down like local bass fishing, you're going to get devoured by the triggers slow.
Okay.
Yeah. So just keep that in mind, John.
All right. Good question.
Man.
All right. Here's another good text question from Danny, and he says, how do you feel about a trailer hook on larger swim baits and weedless 7-inch and above? And do you have a technique for that?
Yeah, you know, the whole trailer hook on a larger swim bait, like the 7-inch weedless or the 9-inch rigged up with a trailer hook, it does. It works. But understand my train of thought, and I'll explain that. My train of thought is I want that 3 to 5 pounder or better to inhale the whole darn thing. And I don't want to catch the 1 to 2 pounder, the smaller ones, which you're going to catch on a trailer hook.
Mm-hmm.
And that may ruin your whole program, the whole thing that you're trying to paint. And let me explain that is when you have those 1 to 2 pounders trying to eat the 7-inch bait and they're missing it, you're drawing that bigger fish to come take it from them. You're painting a picture that is a scenario that happens where that 1 to 2 pounder is trying to eat a mackerel and they've maned it, and if mackerel swim in and wounded, and that 5 to 7 pounder just comes up and inhales the whole thing.
Thanks.
That's exactly it. So
it's the thing that Pete talked about. It's the hooking the 1 and seeing the 10
yes.
coming behind it. Like, it's that competition cloud.
It is.
But you're only allowing the big one to be the guy to get to eat.
That's it. So you want to miss those 1 to 2 pounder, even if it's a 2 or 3 pounder you're missing. Allow that to happen because you're drawing a visual for a bigger fish.
So what you're saying is you put a trailer hook on, you're going to miss the bigger fish and kind of get that 1 or 2 pounder.
Well, you're going to eliminate what I just tried to lay out for you.
Right, right.
No, and
makes
so
sense.
With a trailer hook, it'll work. You're going to catch fish, and it's going to work stellar. You'll catch more fish. And
but recommended.
I wouldn't.
For a bigger fish. If you're after a bigger fish.
Now, if you're going to do it, use Spectra and tie it around the shank of the hook,
okay.
and then just let it hang. That's what a lot of the guys do. Is
oh,
just,
really?
Yeah,
okay.
don't bury
like
it in the bait.
In the plastic.
No. You just use a standard J hook and let it trailer behind the bait on top or below. You can do it either way. And I'd prefer the top side, and that way it's not dangling on the bottom end and going to hang up. You'll shield it from any weeds or anything if it's on the top. And the other thing I'd recommend, too, is using some kind of a stopper or maybe another piece of Spectra in between the Spectra you're tying and the barb of the hook, because what'll happen is if you have a really big fish,
makes sense
you already you already know where I'm going.
Totally.
The Spectra is going to be all tightened up, and it's going to come up against a barb of the hook, and it's like a razor blade. It'll cut. So just create a barrier between the Spectra that you're using as a function.
So it doesn't slide up.
Well, so it doesn't slide up against the barb of the hook.
I gotcha.
Yeah. That's a big deal.
Yeah, that's
yes.
great.
Just make sure it stays right where it is on the
well, it doesn't have to stay where it is. Just make sure that when it does come up to the barb, it's not what is...
Spectra's so slippery, it's going to slide.
It's going to slide.
You're not going to be able to anchor it so tight that it won't move.
Yeah.
You're just wanting to put, you tie that little barrel knot or whatever, you're just keeping it so that it can't get all the way up into the crux of where the barb is at.
That's exactly it.
Down below it, if it's a 16th of an inch, it's just not going
to
be tight.
So use another piece of Spectra just to tie a little buffer.
Totally.
A little chafing gear.
So let me ask you this, though. If you put all this stuff on the bend of the hook, is that going to kind of put the big hook at a disadvantage when it comes to keeping the hook in the fish's mouth?
No, not necessarily, because when you have a big fish on the main hook, the pressure's in that backside anyway.
Okay, gotcha.
It'd be where you'd be tying it.
Okay.
So, possibly. I just don't like doing it. I don't. I want a big fish on that main hook. And when I go throw the 7-inch, lately I've been throwing the 5-inch because there is a really healthy population of 13 to 16-inch fish. It is incredible.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of small bait around, a lot of chovy and a lot of smaller bait. So the 5-inch just matches it all perfectly. Yeah, I could go throw the 7-inch, and it's 4 times the weight and a bigger look. And I'd be fishing for maybe 1/10 the amount of fish that I'd be fishing for with a 5-inch.
Gotcha.
And looking for that 3 to 7 pounder. Yeah.
The thing that's always blown me away about the 7-inch Viejo, and again, it probably, like you say, it's probably I haven't fished it locally in a while, and maybe that's when there was a lot more mackerel around or whatever. But the thing that always blew me away, and the reason I liked it so much, is it's a big bait that is going to draw hopefully a big bite. But I always just crack up on how small of a fish you will still potentially catch on that thing. It's no problem for a 12 to 14 incher. And that's what I think I always liked about the Viejo, is I still have confidence and I'm throwing a big bait and I've got a big hook and a big lead head. So when I do hopefully get the bite of the big one that we're hoping for the day, you're on big gear. But there was still plenty of action fishing.
There is, and I'll explain part of that to you. The bigger the bait you go, like you're talking the 7-inch Viejo, that's a very long bait. Or if you go to the 9-inch, even bigger. the bigger the bait, the more likely the predator, being a calico bass in a situation, is going to go right for the head. They want to be able to get control. Just imagine, go to fishing a sardine. You're on the half-day boat. You're fishing a 7, 8-inch sardine. They go right for that head, man. You're not getting short bit in the back end. You might sometimes, but 90% of the bites, they go right for that head, and they smash it. They kill it. And even when they're biting and they're fickle on the half day, you'll get those bites and you're like, darn, I missed them. But they're killing that thing. They're just pissed off at it. They want to kill it, and they do. They smash the head inside out, kill it, and then let it go.
You're so right about that. I mean, think about all the ones that you miss.
Yep.
And you know, you might think, oh, he grabbed whatever. When you wind that bait in, it's toast. And it's not toast because they barely grabbed a hold of it by the tail. Like, bait's still flying. Like,
and then you just go, how did they miss that hook?
Exactly.
Right? But their whole emphasis was to grab that 7-8-inch sardine and just smash that head.
Yeah.
And when that happens, that's in their crushers.
Yeah, totally.
That's like all the way in their mouth.
And if you'd only know, you could set the hook
in that split second. Right?
Yeah.
Right. Oh, I love it.
And that's what's funny, you know, like up. You know, you get those telltale when the yellowtail are like real kind of iffy on the bite, and you get back and you get to have a crushed head, and you go, how did I miss that bite? Right?
It's the same situation.
Where
it
was
is.
I sleeping?
Exactly.
I love it.
Indeed.
That gets me fired up.
All right, phones are back in gear, so let's go ahead and jump back into it.
You got it, man. Why don't we start it off this morning with Sam? Sam's calling us from Irvine. What's up, Sam? Thanks for getting started here on Let's Talk Hook Up.
Good morning, great show, and even with the phone issue. Hey, you know, I'm just an occasional swim bait fisher. You know, I go to the stores and I talk to the guys, just like if Corey, you know, Corey's telling the stories here about how he does his setups and everything. So, you know, I take their word for it and I go out and give it a shot and, you know, catch some. Sometimes I don't. But my question is, Corey, do you have like a website or some YouTube? I haven't really run across any that you explain all your setups. Like, you know, because it was really interesting when you're talking about a specific hook for a bait, you know, and things like that. But, you know, like I say, I get my information when I go to the tackle shop and just talk to the guys there.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Sam. I don't do much on social media at all. I have an Instagram page, and, you know, I kind of, you know, keep it current, fresh, but, you know, not by the day or the week, but probably more by the month, you know. And I'm not a social media guy. I live
you have enough to do porn.
I do,
banks,
right? Exactly. And the shows, the Fred Hall Long Beach, and that is why I do it, man. That's the people are lined up, and that's where I talk to them. And Sam, that's where a lot of the guys get the info. And here on Let's Talk Hookup, I mean, very fortunate to be a part of this number one sport fishing show in Southern California and probably the world. I mean, that definitely the United States. And
I think that's also one of the reasons why your lures are in the shops that they are in. You know what I mean? That you can't buy an MC swim bait in a Walmart where somebody couldn't explain
it
how to fish.
That's exactly.
But if you went into ECBT, if you went into Dana, if you went into, you know, all of the great shops that carry those baits, for the most part, all probably have the type of crew that can hopefully help you dial in the right hook.
Absolutely.
And the right one.
You're hitting on the head, too. You know?
And that's the thing, is Corey goes around and trains people like Rick and other people. The world's greatest fisherman, Brandon, gets a lot of training. But those guys, from learning from Corey on how to fish his baits, will teach you at the shops that they carry them on how to put them together.
Well, Brandon,
because there's a technique.
There's a technique
on putting the hook in and everything.
But
right?
Brandon and Rick and the boys in all the shops, they're beyond good fishermen in their own rights from the beginning, right? So all Rick needs to know is, all right, 7-knot kamikatsu, the 5-inch swimmer, and you don't need to explain another thing. He's got it all down, right? Like yourself. But somebody like Sam's like, technique, what do I do? How do I rig it? What do I do? And that's why the shows, that's why this show is here. And it's easy, Sam. It truly is.
For sure. In a day and age where you can YouTube pretty much how to do anything, I'm sure there's got to be a video, too.
I'm sure there is.
Somewhere.
Let me throw one more thing out as a kudo for Corey is, Corey doesn't just pour a plastic that's in the shape of a fish, but like they are built around those hooks to make it easier for you. So like the weedless baits, the weedless baits have a hook pocket that's already poured inside of them, and that hook pocket is made so that the specific hook that he likes, it goes directly at the back of that hook pocket, and in the front of the bait there's a little indentation. Well, in that indentation is exactly where you push the center pin of that spring. I mean, they're all built with like little
guides. Nuances.
Yeah,
little nuances. You're right, Rick.
That help you put the tackle in there, and it would be way easier to just pour a bare piece of plastic, but that's not the MC swim bait style. Like they're all built to help you make the rigging clean.
You know what? You remember more than I've ever forgotten. Seriously.
Hey, Sam, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Let's jump back on the phone.
You got it, man. They are 100% packed up. So, again, it's going to be a busy morning. It always is with Corey. But if you want to get your shot to get through, 833-288-0973. Let's talk to Mark. He's calling us from Santee this morning. Hey, Mark, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you gentlemen doing?
What's up, Mark?
Great. Hello, Mark.
Hey, Corey, how did you start MC Swim Baits, and what does the MC stand for?
Well, I'll start. The MC stands for Michael Christopher, my son. And when I started this, it's the funniest story ever. I worked for the bait company. And
For Everingham.
And I'd take my skiff out. I could go load up on 10 scoops of bait if I wanted, right? And right?
What do you think about that?
Yeah, yeah. Right?
What are you doing fishing plastics? You have the unlimited free bait card.
Like. I know. Think of this scenario, right? So here's what I would do. I had a 14-foot whaler at the time with a 30-gallon bait tank. Imagine, the combination.
Wow.
I would literally load up 4 scoops of bait in the 30-gallon.
30-gallon tank.
Okay. It is totally laughable, but understand what I was doing.
It's like a half scoop tank, and you put
four scoops in there.
Four scoops.
I'd know exactly what we unloaded and where it was, and I could go crowd up.
Oh, yeah. Corey's getting long range bait every time.
you understand what I'm saying?
That box has been in there for about 3 weeks. I'm going to grab a few swings of that.
I'd load up, and I'd go out to the kelp. And I'd instantly let go of a scoop and just let it go,
man.
Right?
Oh, man.
Light up the whole darn area, man. And I'd have so much fun with the surface iron and with artificials and plastics. And I love doing it. It's something I love doing. And so out of the love and the passion for it, then came the creation and came just what I love doing. I love creating and designing, and not only the shapes and the designs, but the colors and coming up with colorways and the way that green lays against the gold and whatever it be. I have an artistic side that lights up my world, man.
That's cool.
And when people love it, it lights up another world,
That's
and
cool.
It
That's
is.
A good story.
Pretty neat.
I dig that.
Indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. I want to remind you this week's edition of Western Outdoor News, the printed edition this week. Nice halibut on the front and lots of other good stuff, bluefin information, and of course, great fly fishing in the Sierras and more. Of course, every other week is digital, every other week is printed, and this is the printed week. So check it out, this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. And there's a great text that it came in from Fiel, and he asked about MC swim baits used in freshwater and the presentation and how it changes from saltwater to freshwater.
Good question.
Yeah, it is. Let's just say all of our local lakes that I described, from Hodges to El Cap and El Salto, number one, okay? Everything I'm doing at El Salto style, I bring 5-inch and 4-inch swimmers, and it's the same thing I'm using locally. It's a mirrored image. So fishing calicos, it's in the kelp, and it's a top foot of the water column. Kelp is the structure. When I'm going to the lake is timber and submerged fresh timber, rock. It's the same darn thing. Mm-hmm. And you're getting the majority of the bites in the top. You might be in 15 feet of water at El Salto, but the bites coming out of the top foot or two of the water column in the structure and in the trees and timber and rock.
Now, what about local lakes? What if you're fishing Hodges? Same thing?
Absolutely. 100%. Yeah. So I like to get in tight. I use a kayak a lot.
Okay.
At like Hodges or El Cap. I'll use the kayak and get in tight into a foot or two of water.
Okay.
And I'll throw parallel to the beach, or I'll throw out at a 45-degree angle. And it's so different than what the bass boats are doing. Bass boats are going down in 10 to 15 feet of water and throwing in and bringing it out. Let me explain the scenario to you. If you have a 3-inch shad, is he going to be running out to deeper water?
Yeah, totally right.
he's going to be running toward the cover or toward the shallows, yeah, trying to get away from it all.
Right.
Completely different than what most bass boats are doing. Just think about what I laid out for you.
So instead of being in 15 feet, casting into 3 feet, you're staying in 3 feet, casting the whole length of three feet, lining it back down.
Absolutely. And there's even times where I'll get out of the kayak and go down a stretch of bank, walk a stretch of bank that you can't from, like El Cap. You can walk the whole bank except for the Indian territory. But there's a section where the bank fishermen all are.
Sure.
Well, I get in a kayak and I go across the way and then walk the bank that nobody else wants.
Totally.
Right? So it's just a fun way of doing it. And a lot of the bites come right at your rod tip, you know, just like calico fishing.
Wow. That's fun.
That happens at El Salto, too. A lot of the bites come, like, within
right
a
there.
Rod length. Oh, yeah.
Fun.
The visual part.
I wonder what they do with peacock bass. I can't imagine that a peacock bass in the Amazon would just destroy those things.
They would. And, again, it seems like the warmer the water and the deeper you get, like even in salt water, the more piranha type, you know, triggerfish and piranha and that kind of thing. It's just not friendly for plastic.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, phones are packed. Let's jump back into
you
it, Rick.
You got it, man. Harry in La Jolla is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Harry.
Good morning, Harry.
Good morning. Kind of coincidentally, I'm leaving tomorrow on the San Diego fishing. And we'll probably end up fishing for Dorado. I'm wondering, Corey, what lure or what bait you make would be the most appropriate. The other question, the other issue I have is Sam kind of alluded to it. You were talking about all the different hooks that go with the different lures. Have you thought about possibly putting together a little compendium that describes each of your offerings and how to put them together?
Yeah, I mean, I could, like, totally put something together. The only thing is, here's a scenario. Like, I'm laying out my perfect idea of the way I made the bait, and I want it to be fished. But that's the way I'm fishing it. And then you'll talk to four other guys that may incorporate that into their arsenal, but maybe have a way of fishing it on a jig head, lead head, or some other style, right? So there isn't a wrong way necessarily, but there's a fun way that I love doing it, and I love sharing, and you're hearing it here. I mean, that
was made very apparent when you gave us all the description of how that trailer hook works. You know, I mean, plenty of people have put a lot of thought and figured out how to do that right, and that's right for them. It's not right for you. That's not how you like to do it, but clearly that showed to me, like, there's lots of ways to skin that cat, and you were completely familiar with the most perfect way to dial in a trailer hook on a 7-inch or 9-inch bait.
But you'll never see me fish it.
That's not how you do it.
No,
yeah,
it isn't.
Yeah, totally.
No, not at all. It's not just not the way I do it. In fact, I've gone to the 5-inch locally. Not only is it matching the hatch, Harry, but it's not uncommon to go catch over 50 fish in a short period.
So cool.
You know, and along with those 50 fish, you have to understand, Harry, there's at least a minimal of 3 to 4 bites for everyone you've hooked.
Wow.
Imagine going and getting over 200 bites. Jeez. I mean, that is just a lot of fun, and it's what I love doing. I love getting that bite. You know?
That's cool. So, hey, Harry, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Oh, it's happening next Saturday. The 2020 last San Diego County Ford Dealers Remote is going to be Saturday, September 5th, Labor Day weekend next weekend on Saturday. And we'll be at El Cajon Ford, your last chance to qualify for the big grand prize either by random draw or winning the Shimano casting contest. It's a trip for one on the sold-out limited load 8-day trip in November. And, of course, Searchers celebrating their 50th anniversary. Trip's prime time for a lot of great spots, and you're going to have a good time if you're the winner of that trip. Jeff Mariani from Cedros Kayak Fishing will be our guest at the show. That's going to be a lot of fun. Hey, but you're also going to have a chance to win your own charter aboard the Blackjack. That's the great four-pack boat out of Dana Landing in Mission Bay. AFCO and Hydrus foul weather gear, Shimano rods and reels, Maui Jim sunglasses. And we've loaded up the bins to fill up and give up a ton of stuff. Cowboy will be there with Tommy giving away tons of stuff just for showing up. So just check the guest page on letstalkhookup.com for rules and details. And we'll see you next Saturday, September 5th, at El Cajon Ford, Broadway and Main in El Cajon.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
All right, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And, you know, tranks. When you're fishing, Corey, I mean, Shimano tranks and calicos, it just goes together.
The tranks 200, man. The tranks 200 for the
200.
Whole, for the 5-inch matchup is so nice. You can underhand flip, roll cast, and get things done smoothly.
See, I'm going 300, 400, man.
Well, yeah, 300's good, too. No, 300's good, too, it is. But the 200, it's just everything's so lightweight.
It's so
lightweight.
Your hands
you have the drag. In fact, the 200, is what I had the white sea bass and yellowtail on locally.
Sweet.
Come on.
Yeah,
man.
Seriously.
That's a spotty reel. What are you doing?
I know. But hey, 50-pound Power Pro and a 40-pound fluorocarbon Seaguar leader,
so
and you're
cool.
done.
Yeah, and the cool thing about the 200 is it crossover, freshwater, saltwater, the whole thing.
100%.
Tranks is the bomb. Yeah. I mean, it's so much power, so much versatility, and it casts amazing. Check out Tranks along with a Terramar rod, the perfect matchup for calico bass or freshwater bass at your local Shimano dealer.
Gotta love California in the summer. Just remember, COVID is still with us. So if you're going to the water, plan ahead, follow local public health guidelines, and make sure everyone wears a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
This program is paid for by Let's Talk Hookup.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning talking fishing as promised. It's time to find out what's biting out there today. It is time for a catch report today. Sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, as well as your private boat catch, now with Fish Pros the market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerky fish, their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burger. Don't forget, too, that amazing poke kit with that great bluefin fishing that
man,
is really fire. Back on here this week. That Poke Kit is the bomb. Hey, it's all available at their convenient Liberty Station location or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. Let's head on up to Dana War Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line right now. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
We're doing morning, great. Brian. Had fun catching up with Pika last week, but we're glad to hear you're back in the saddle, and we want to know how the fishing's going.
Oh, yeah, he's a beauty, huh? Yeah, we... Things are good, man. Things are good up here. Gosh, that super toasty water wasn't around too long up here with that wind, man. It knocked it back down. Fortunately, though, it was so warm that, you know, we're still looking at 70-degree water in a few spots here. So, I mean, a little bit below 70 in some areas, but for the most part, the body of water.
At least it's not in the 50s,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we were ready to break up the Marauders there for a minute, and next thing you know, it's like, all right, well, let's put that on the back burner again.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. It was a little wrinkle for sure, but half-day fishing still providing plenty of action on the calico bass. Fly line live baits, fish best, again, I'd say this week. Catching plenty of fish, though, on the artificial stuff, the rubber lures, the swim baits, all that stuff, catching fish. We've had some real strong current kind of pushing down the beach as well, so the sinker rigs kind of came into play. Guys fishing the dropper loop, catching some nice sand bass and sheathead on the bottom, too. And we're still seeing that small bonito along the edges of the kelp, too. So the guy's fishing like a small cold sniper, little 60-gram cold sniper, getting that out there, catching some of that. The three-quarter-day fishing, I'll tell you, has been a bit tricky with that raging current. And that little stretch of the beach has had some cooler water. Yesterday, the water down there off, like, barn kelp, yellowtail kelp, was under 70. It was, like, 67 to 68 degrees. So it still hasn't quite warmed up down there like it has through San Clemente area. But for whatever reason, things are still clicking a little bit down there. Our bait yesterday, we have this really nice 3 to 4 inch sardine. So that certainly helped the bass fishing in some of those areas. But still seeing some of that bigger yellowtail around down there too. Again, that stuff's big. We hook it, it gets you into the kelp, and you know it's kind of a heartbreak story. But we did catch a fish or two down there for the guys that had the right tackle fishing that heavy braid with a good 40 or 50-pound fluoro leader. Got a couple of those fish to the boat this week. Both islands have been going well, too. Catalina's been very good for the bonito fishing along the front of the island. Pretty much anywhere from the east end all the way up to Long Point there, it's been very good bonito fishing. And there's been some yellowtail as well in the mix. Some of that fish, that yellow's been a little on the smaller size. There's been some, like, 8 to 10-pound stuff. And then the regulation, like, 25-plus models through there as well. As far as Clemente goes, I know Marcus on the Fury has fished the island. That wind kind of kept him from the outer waters. He's still seeing that good grade of yellowtail over there and nice mixed bag fishing with the kelp bass, sheephead, whitefish, and all that stuff as well. So fingers crossed that we get a good weather week, kind of see how that plays out. And, man, we're really hoping that we see some of that Dorado, that giant body of fish down there, kind of move in. We did have the San Mateo was offshore one day this week, and he had 9 or 10 yellows on a kelp and, you know, some bonito and stuff out there, too. So we're just hoping that we get a little bit of that stuff kind of working our way or working its way into our area. So we'll see how this week plays out and go from there.
Wow, sounds good, Brian, and sounds like good fishing. And you know, that water, this week is supposed to be a beautiful weather week.
Yeah.
And now we're headed in September, and we know what happens in September and October. Nice weather,
absolutely.
Good fishing, it's our time.
Ocean flattens out, crowds dwindle, fishing perks back up. It's my favorite time of year.
The best, for sure. So how do we get a hold of you if we want to go fishing at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing?
Thanks. You can always check us out, social media, Facebook, Instagram, but our number here, 949-496-5794, danawharf.com, or you can link us right there off the Let's Talk Hookup page, and we'll get you right over. You can book online from there.
Billy, you're the man. As always, great report. Glad to hear good fishing. We got a nice week of weather in front of us. We'll look forward to hearing another great one, man. Appreciate it very much. Talk to you next Sunday.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks for that. We'll talk to you then.
Thanks, Willie.
All right, let's go ahead and jump into those phones.
You got it, man. Well, packed up they are. Tom in University City is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hey, Tom.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
Hey, I had two questions, actually. I had some 6-inch weedless swim bait. I went down to Dana Landing, and they got me the hooks. It's like a root beer with gold flake and a little red spot underneath it. I went and fished it in the kelp bed. I was drifting through the kelp. I would toss it and let it land on the kelp and sort of twitch it off and let it sink and then retrieve it. I wasn't quite sure what the retrieve should be like. The calicos were not super active that day, so I couldn't really tell if I was doing it right or not. I wonder if
yeah,
you could cover that.
Absolutely. Yeah, that 6-inch is a perfect one, too. Like I said, I've been using the 5-inch, but the 6-inch is perfectly fine. It'll marry up to a 9-aught trocar hook. You can use the same hook that's the 7-inch is made for. Mm-hmm. You can use it on the 6-inch. And you just want to slink it through the kelp. I mean, that's even on a non-biting day, you can get them to bite it. And the whole technique is just imagine you let a sardine go in the kelp, and it's going to go up and over. You know those sardine that kind of wiggle their way up on top of the kelp and kind of wiggle, and then they fall in, and there's usually a fish there to meet it and smash it. But if you're working it too fast, then you're not letting the whole scene finish up and draw up perfectly. So if you're moving it too fast, you can really... number one mistake I believe, is... Over the top of the kelp, don't work it so fast.
slow it down, let them get a visual on it. There's times where they'll come up through the kelp and blast it through the canopy, just like a freshwater frog fishing scenario. But you have to allow that to happen. You can't work it too fast.
Sure.
And in the open water, imagine it's a bait fish running for its life and looking for cover.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you draw that reaction bite. The reaction bite that we're talking about where they come up and smash it, that's exactly how you paint it.
Okay.
You know? That's as clean as I can put it.
I like it.
Hey, it's a good one, man. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that. All right, let's continue our catch report. Our surf guru extraordinaire, Gundy Gunderson's on the line. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, Gundy.
Corey, talking about saltwater frogging.
I love it, man. I love
really,
it as much. I love your report more, but that's all said and done. I love that style.
That's very insightful, and you're right. That's a way to get bit. Those bass look up. Hey, all I got to say, the word of the week, bonita. I mean, we haven't seen the bonita in the shallows, on the beach, off the jetties, off the beach, literally out of the surf. Really good fishing.
Mm-hmm. A whole bunch of news. Perfect.
Perfect. There. Oh, I got a little echo here. Hook start up the hook, line, sinker. They reported lots of bonita off the Goleta Pier. Spoons and splashers working well. Goleta's also been a good stretch for those guys for halibut. Several legal fish to 30 inches taken on the flash minnows, Carpinteria, Corbina hotspot up there. Wiley's reported more legal sea bass taken off those Malibu beaches. The reefed beaches tend to be holding better. Those things are right in there. You know, we had a grunion run last week, and I think we got another one coming up. So sometimes that staging grunion will hold those fish. Swim baits, grunion pattern swim baits, hard jerk baits have been the top lures. But the cut sardine has been working real well, too. A 34-inch fish was taken off Paradise Cove on cut sardine. Just Fishing reported good Corbina action off Hermosa and Manhattan beaches. Anglers averaging 2 to 3 fish in a session, which is very good for Corbina fishing. Most fish around that 2-pound mark, a few kickers in the high 3s. Lots of bonita in and around King Harbor. That's a natural spot for those things. And the Bubble and Feather is one of the good local rigs there, and the guys are doing it with blue and white, red and white, green and yellow. Doesn't really matter. Big Fishing and Seal Beach reported bonita everywhere. Seal Beach Pier, Seal Beach Jetty, 72nd Place, San Gabriel River Mouth. Spoons and splashers taking fish to 3 pounds. Ketchum Tackle reported good bonita action off Newport and Balboa Piers. Lots of catches at the Wedge, even the small jetties, the street jetties are holding. 28 and 35 gram Colt Snipers, Mega Baits working best for those guys. Hogan's reported a really good Corbina action there off Strands and Salt Creek. The fish are biting like the days are getting shorter, so that's a good sign there. I think a 3-pounder was one of the better fish. Lots of bonita off the San Clemente Pier, and then in and around the harbor, the short jetty, all that sort of stuff. Pacific Coast reported good Corbina bite. Army Navy Academy, South Oceanside, 3-pound, 9-ounce fish still leads that derby, so that's a mark you can get there. So nice. I think they give away a nice rod and reel, something to think about. Good halibut action in the lagoons. The guys have been bringing sardines down from the harbor or making live smelt. I think a 32-inch fish was the top one there. And then the Oceanside Pier, lots of bonita off the pier. So very good fishing right now, all kinds of stuff going on. But really neat to see that bonita back.
That's awesome news, and just good to have that fish around, and I can back that up. I got a little Snapchat message from one of the buds yesterday that like went after work and just walked the dock and just said it was the most wide-open bonita fishing in the bay that he had ever experienced. And literally like just throwing a little Colt Sniper jerkbait like off the rocks after work cruising around and, like an every cast bonita fishing. It's just fun to see that fish around and in play.
I haven't heard that in a long time.
I know, right? That's how I felt.
Yep. Yeah.
Great way to get the kids started.
Totally.
I don't think there's a better fish to get the kids started, and that's something you should take advantage of.
No kidding. That's how I started. Got one of the original
ones
on the wall of my office.
There's
right
one
here.
In the world headquarters.
Yeah, that's it. There's a funny story. I don't know if I ever told you that one, but that was a skin mount from Lyons and O'Haver.
Wow.
It's a bonita that's on my wall here. And the skin mount, of course, over a period of time deteriorated, and the late Chuck Byron saw it one day, and he says, let me fix that up for
you.
So he put a little Chuck Byron twist on
Chuck
it.
Chuck Byron flair on a Lyons and O'Haver mount.
That's a real collector's
that's cool.
item.
Little history.
area.
Sure,
I like
that.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Gundy Gunnarsson. Yeah, for sure. Gundy Gunnarsson, surf guru extraordinaire. Thanks a lot for that, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, gentlemen. As always, great show. Enjoying it.
Hey, and I am actually, I'm going to step out here for
hour. You're going to miss a good one.
Yeah, because Corey and Rick are going to anchor. I'm headed for Oregon to go fish a couple, do a little field research on some rivers up in Oregon with my buddies. And I'll be just gone for a couple days. But I'm going to leave it in the capable hands of Rock Cod Rick and Corey Sandin here. And, of course, you stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming up right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check KingfisherCharters.com.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
It's a fact of life in Southern California, hard water. And if you have a pool, your tile shows it. Here comes San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning to the rescue. With their specialized equipment, SD Pool Tile Cleaning can safely remove the stubborn calcium deposits most pool owners struggle with. SD Pool Tile Cleaning can make your tile look bright and clean, almost like new again. High-pressure pool maintenance cleaning can damage grout, stone, and dislodge tiles. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning uses a low-pressure media blasting technique to protect your pool surface from damage and yield fantastic results. So stop making excuses for your stained tiles on your pool. Make them look like new again with San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check their website at sdpooltilecleaning.com and let their professional staff rejuvenate your pool tile. When it comes to professional swimming pool tile cleaning service, there's only one name you can trust. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check sdpooltilecleaning.com.